June 5th. After Holy Communion, once again, though unworthy, I experience great graces. O God, grant me the strength to persevere in my resolutions to improve, to rid myself of all self-love, from all carnal lust, from laziness and a desire for rest. Grant me the grace to introduce order into my life, to put an end to so many troublesome and long-lasting concerns relative to debts, my wife, correspondence, and unifying my resolutions and initiatives for the future. During dinner, and in the after-dinner conversation, intolerable silence on my part, and apparently due to ill-tempered and ill-disposed self-love, a kind of contempt for conversation of such little importance. Why didn't I, with humility, simplicity, and zeal, strive to make it more significant? Once again, a great sin, when I was praised for never giving vent to anger. I miserably affirmed this praise, and offered an apology for love as if applying it to myself, as though I were not full of internal poisons, jealousy, and rancor. O God, through the merits and passion of your Son, our Savior, our Christ, forgive my sins. Support me with the graces necessary to achieve a complete spiritual renewal. On my way home, I was once again beguiled by idle thoughts of self-love. After dinner, at 2 o'clock, Hoob came to visit. At first I receive him with an open heart. He rattles on, completely absorbed in narrow worldliness. I, the greatest of sinners and most unworthy, regard him with a kind of contempt, instead of approaching him with love and hope in God. And I begin to speak to him boldly about higher things, ultimately initiating a conversation with him about religion, something until now I had basely neglected to do. Am I capable of judging and deciding about his conversion? Perhaps he is more prepared than I think. Perhaps he will become a saint before I do. Merciful God, grant me your grace and your help for the future. I ought never to stifle religious sentiments or force them to be silent if God animates me with such by way of any sort of human considerations.